We are joined here in the media center with Antron Brown, who is the current number one qualifier for Top Fuel. He raced his dragster to a pass of 3.713 at a speed of 329.42, setting the elapsed time track record. Antron, tell us about your success today.
Hey, you know, first lap we went down the track, and this track was a lot better than what everybody thought it was. So that second lap we went back, boys tuned it up a little bit, and they made some adjustments on the clutch, Brian and Mark and Brad and all of our backhoe boys. And we just tried to, man, we just want to come out here and just get a good lap in, because we know tomorrow's going to get hotter, and then Sunday's even going to get hotter. So as that keeps on multiplying, we just wanted to get ourselves in a good position, being the top five in qualifying, which we accomplished that. We went number one, which is crucial for race day. So tomorrow, the same thing. We just want to try to be the best of every round that we can and take advantage of it, man. We're back here in New Jersey, Englishtown. Every time I come to this track, I look at it, and it brings back so many memories. Me racing with my uncle, my dad, our whole family, me starting over at the dirt bike track, moving over to the drag strip. And I mean, man, it's just like, I remember being a kid sitting in these stands and going, man, one day I wish I could be on this track and setting some world records and winning some races. And hopefully, maybe, I could be on a team that's good enough to win some championships. And by golly, the good Lord has blessed me in so many different ways to win so many races and be a three-time champ, and to come here now and qualify number one at hometown in front of my grandmom and all the family and friends. It doesn't get no better, man. It's just like, am I alive? Am I awake? Does that hurt?
You're alive and awake.
I'm making sure. I was waiting for you to go, ow! You did it! She's like, boy, you got to pitch me hard in that.
Could you talk more about getting number one here? From what I understand, you have a family member from Ohio that flew in to be here with you guys.
Man, I got family members from all over the place, brother. You got to be more specific when you say flew from. Well, not flew in, but actually,
Andre's grandson.
He's his grandson. That's my godson. That's my cousin. Okay. My cousin's child, DeAndre. He lives right next to me.
Oh,
he doesn't live in Ohio. He actually lives in Indiana.
Oh,
so that's why you threw me off, man. He went to college in Ohio.
Oh,
you had me all thinking. I was like, who are you talking about? I don't know, in Ohio.
But they said he hasn't been here in a while.
No, he hasn't been here in a while because, you know, he graduated college, and he's got a little house now, and he wants to chase the racing dream, too.
Okay.
So he's going to be getting back on a race team here soon. But it's just good just to come home and have everybody together, man.
Okay.
And that's what coming home is all about. It's not just about coming home. It's about sharing that time. And these type of moments with family and friends and our team, man. And that's what makes it feel so good and makes it so worthwhile and has so much meaning to it.
You've won here 2 years ago. What does number one mean to be number one qualifier here? Not yet, but it's...
Not yet, no, because tomorrow, early on, you don't know what you're going to get. It could be cool enough where you can run, and these cars run so good in all types of conditions, so... My main focus is that I know that we're going to be in a top five spot for sure.
Okay.
And that's the thing that we always shoot for, to have a good pick on lane and when we want to go. So with that being said, it sets us up really well for race day. And that's the only thing that we can hope for, is to get a good quality lap. We had a good run the first session, go down the track. We picked up some bonus points here that we can catch up on the points later. And we just got to keep on digging, man. And right now, this is when it's getting started right now. We got 9 races left. This is the 10th race, right, to the championship. So this is one, the last of the 9 left before we make that chase for the championship. And we just got to keep on getting points, moving up, and getting that, and hopefully we can get in that tip-top shape and peak at the right time and make a run at another championship. That's the game plan. And it starts here.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. Thank you.
All right.